G'day, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
What about the weekend, mate? 37 goals, 10 games in the EPL.
Incredible, wasn't it? And all the top six sides won, so they all followed the script, if you will. Liverpool back in the Champions League, which is fantastic, and Jurgen Klopp really starting to stamp his mark on the club. Arsenal miss the Champions League for the first time in 20 years. Now, they got the FA Cup final this Saturday night against Chelsea, but it really brings into stark focus Arsene Wenger's future at the club, which has been bubbling away for a long, long time now. But apparently, apparently a decision at board level or announcement will be made as soon as the FA Cup final is out of the way this weekend.
What do you think?
Look, I'm really on the fence on this one. I hate to be on the fence, but he's earned the right to go out his way in the fact that he's lasted the test of time. He's really become Arsenal in a lot of ways. So I would like to see him make the decision. I think it's time for him to move on. I have to say that, the way they've played, the lack of silverware, I think, particularly over the last decade. But I'd like to see him make that decision. I'd hate to see him sacked by Arsenal after such a long spell there.
And farewell to John Terry.
Yeah, look, that was an emotional moment, wasn't it? A real club legend, according to everyone who's played with him or known him, an absolute legend of a guy as well, and goes out on the fairy tale note that every elite athlete hopes for, and that's lifting the trophy or putting the gold medal around their neck, and he got that just farewell.
La Liga.
Just going back to Chelsea, because this hasn't been given enough airtime, I don't think. Antonio Conte finished the Euros last summer with Italy. He had 3 days between finishing the Euros and taking over at Chelsea. So no holiday for him last summer.
Wow.
And they've gone on a record run of 30 wins to win the Premier League in his first season in the EPL. That deserves some credit.
Yeah.
Even though he's got a fantastic squad. But that is an amazing effort from a manager, particularly from a different country. So he wasn't au fait with the Premier League, but magnificent performance from Antonio Conte.
Do they have any Englishmen in the Chelsea team?
Yeah, there's a few.
Oh, there.
Yeah, well, John Terry's one, but he didn't play. You know, he wasn't a regular every single week, but certainly there would have been some good people around him to help him come to grips with the EPL in his first season.
So the La Liga?
Yeah, La Liga. So Real Madrid and Barcelona both won. The multi got up this weekend.
Beautiful.
Well done, mate.
We tipped,
you missed too many.
No,
Real,
you've been good, mate.
We tipped Barca and we tipped Manchester United to get up, and they all did that over the weekend. But Real, first La Liga title since 2012. You'll never guess who was on the score sheet for Real.
Oh, of course not.
Our mate Cristiano Ronaldo.
Six-pack himself.
I don't know, it was probably $1 million for the goal this morning. But, a well-deserved title for Zinedine Zidane and his charges.
Yeah, and Juve.
Juve, another title for them. I think that's sixth in a row for Juve. Incredible. Buffon. Again, defies the...
Buffon,
and he hasn't got a Buffon on top of his melon, but he defies the critics with age and just gets better and better, and another title in his skyrocket.
Yeah, Wellington, if we go to A-League, have got a new head coach. Who is it?
We don't know.
Oh.
And they reckon they're going to keep it a secret until early June.
So they've announced a new head coach with no new head coach.
It's a no-name head coach.
We'll find out.
But I said yesterday on air, I said, if they can keep that a secret until early June...
Yeah, good luck.
No chance.
And, mate, Jamie McLaren finds the back of the net. Is this a good signing?
Yes. Look...
He's gone to a German club.
I think it's a great fit. They've just been relegated from the Bundesliga. So in Bundesliga 2, I think it's a great spot for him to learn his trade over in Europe because... Okay. They haven't got the pressure of being in the top league. He can find his feet a little bit. I think he'll get game time because they're in Bundesliga 2, so he should get game time straight away. He will be in an extended 30-man squad named today by Ange Postecoglou for the World Cup qualifier in June. That'll be cut down from 30 to 23 in time for that game, and then obviously the Confederations Cup later in June.
We'll talk about it each day until Wednesday, but this Liverpool outing against Sydney FC, can't wait.
Well... Interesting for Liverpool, isn't it? They played at midnight our time this morning and they're getting straight on a flight. Jurgen Klopp joked about
it
after the game.
Isn't it?
They said, how are you going to celebrate reaching the Champions League. Jurgen Klopp said, well, I'm going to get on a plane and fly 24 hours to Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
But it should be a cracker. It should be a great game. Sydney are buzzing. They can't wait for it. And we will see all the stars here for Liverpool.
Yeah, well, Craig Johnston got it pumped up last week. It was great fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a fantastic interview by you guys too. Legend of it.
Such a treat having him in here, as it is having you in here every morning.
Thank you, boys. Been a pleasure. See you tomorrow.
Good on you.